Good evening, everyone. Welcome to another exciting Saturday Night Wine Stream and another exciting episode of Drink with Rick. I'm Rick, and tonight we're going to open a wine that I've never tried before. It's a Pinot Noir, and I like Pinots. I picked it up in Sunset Vine in Blowing Rock, North Carolina this past week when I was by there. Looking forward to trying it out, and it looks like a decent wine from the label. We'll see if it's any good inside the bottle. Of course, if you're just joining me for the first time or for the 125th time, because this is the 125th episode of Drink with Rick, this is a stream of consciousness show. I do have some show notes. They are right here with me. I don't always follow them because I do rely on you, because this show isn't about me. This show is a little bit about the wine, but the show is really about you and me getting together on a Saturday night, sitting back with our favorite libations, our favorite snacks, whatever it is, just kicking around on a Saturday night in the comfort of our home or apartment or hotel, wherever we are, just having a good time. That's what it's all about, just getting together and having a good time. Because wine brings people together. It's a proven fact that wine brings people together. People. And it does. Okay. Hey, I haven't had any yet. I've been completely dry up until the show. Okay. So this should be interesting. Anyway, so I just want to let you know that we are on. If you're watching this, or if you want to watch live and participate in the chats live, because we do have chats going live on the Saturday Night Wine Stream. You can watch and chat with us on the Facebook page. It's Drink with Rick. On YouTube, on the YouTube channel, is Drink with Rick. On Twitch, Twitch is Drink with Rick and the number one. Drink with Rick one. Don't type out number. Just Drink with Rick one. Okay? It's a number. On Twitter, too. Twitter is at Drink with Rick. We're live there. We're also live on the website at drinkwithrick.com. Now, we don't have a chat going there. You can watch. We don't have a chat. But if you click on the post that the video is on, you can get a comment box down below the video. And you can put in your comments there. And I will respond later on as soon as I see them, as soon as they come through, as soon as I get a chance. Of course, the podcast and the email for the podcast, because I'm going to tell you about that in just a moment. That's pretty cool. It's a pretty cool feature. The podcast is available on Monday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern. If you don't have time to watch and you are maybe traveling around or you're out in the yard gardening or just kicking back, relaxing, whatever it is you're doing, and you're maybe multitasking with other things, but you want to listen, you can listen to the show. The podcast goes out 10 p.m. Eastern every Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern time. Now, you can watch, you can listen to it. You can listen to it on an Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, TuneIn, your favorite Android device, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry.com, iHeartRadio, Deezer Radio, Amazon Music, podcastindex.org, and by email. Now, let me tell you about the email, because that's pretty cool. You can subscribe directly by email. If you click on the tab, if you're watching this right now, if you click on the little button there that says by email, or if you go to the website and click on the subscribe page, you'll see the little email button. Click on that. Just put in your email address. That's all you have to do. Just your email address. Click OK and or send. And you will get the latest episode of Drink with Rick as soon as it comes over. You'll get it in your inbox. And no salesman will call. And you can unsubscribe at any time. Please don't. But you can if you want. This is only for the podcast. It's only to deliver the podcast to you. It's for nothing else. Okay? No spam, no scams, no nothing else like that. Okay? It's just to get the podcast. That's it. Simple as that. Okay, so we've got that. And you know what? I have, the itinerary tonight. I was going to tell you, we're going to open the wine, obviously. We're going to taste it, pair it with some food, or give it a review, a fair and honest review, because I did pay for this wine. It wasn't given to me for free. I did pay for this one, and I'd give it a fair and honest review anyway, even if it was free. But this one, I definitely paid for, and I'll tell you how much I paid for it as well. And we'll see if it's worth the money or not. We'll see. Also, we've got some birthday. We'll have a birthday to toast, and we'll see if we can toast some national days. I didn't really put the national days up per se tonight, but we can toast some national days. And also, I have a special memorial. I have a special memorial video to show you for my mother-in-law who passed away this past week. And it's been a pretty rough week for us all. So I'm looking forward to opening up this wine anyway. So we also have an open chat tonight. So jump in the chat. Jump in the chat. Tell me how you're doing and how your week was. How your week has been, your weekend has been going. And we'll chat up. Tell me what's going on with you, because I really do want to know. All right, so I'm going to get to the wine just a moment. Let me check the chats, as a matter of fact. My lovely wife, Chi, is in the chat on Facebook, and she says hi, and hi right back at you. I hope everyone in the family is doing well, the extended family, I should say. Especially considering the events of the past week. We'll get into that in just a little bit. Let's see. Kind of quiet on YouTube. Twitch is a little bit on the quiet side. And you know what? I don't know how to access tweets on Twitter anymore with this. I don't see anything coming through from this end. Okay, so anyway. Twitter, I don't know. Twitter. Don't get me started on Twitter tonight. Oh. Anyway, so where were we? Oh, yes, let's show you the wine. I'm going to show you the wine that we're opening up tonight. Tonight, we are opening this wine called Fable. It's called Fable. This is a Pinot Noir. It is a 2018. It's a 2018 vintage. It says V2018, like a, I don't know if that means vintage or version. I assume it means vintage. And let's take a look at the back of this wine, because I'm going to read the back of this wine. Fable, 2018 California Pinot Noir. Yes, this is a California wine. It says, since 2010, Fable has been on a singular mission to produce wines that encapsulate our own philosophy around wine, food, and life in general. Well, that sounds good. We believe wine should be delicious, balanced, responsibly made, and should absolutely over-deliver for the price. I agree. I wholeheartedly agree with that. Fable wines are produced from excellent vineyard sites in the north and central coasts of California's world-class wine-growing regions. That's what it says there. And this is enosvineyards.com, I think, is the website. I didn't go there, but that's where that's the website for the winery, I guess. It's produced and bottled by Fable Wines in, what is this? It's in Sebastopol, Sonoma County, California. And there is 13.7% ABV in this 750 milliliter bottle of wine. So that's what we have there. Now, let me show you what we have to pair it with tonight. We have some foods to pair it with. Let me pull up camera three. What we have is we have some burger. We have some burger right there. We have some spaghetti that my lovely wife, Chi, made tonight. We have three cheeses. We have a cheddar. We have the Trader Joe's Double Cream Gouda, which I always enjoy. And we have the unexpected cheddar with parm right here. So that's what we have to pair the wine with tonight. We'll see how it works with all three. Now, this is a Pinot, so it should go well with pretty much all of them. Let me check the chats once again before we get started on the wines. Let's see. Nothing going on Facebook at the moment. Kind of early tonight, I know. And quiet everywhere. Here's the thing. I kind of expected to be a little bit quiet, especially at the start, because we were off last week. People were saying, hey, where were you? Well, if you'd seen the episode the week before that, I was explaining that I was taking the week off so that I could do some things in the studio. I've got a couple projects going on and I'm not done with them yet, as a matter of fact. In fact, tonight after I finish the show, I'm going to be breaking down some things. I'm going to be breaking down some things set-wise and equipment-wise to move them over to continue shooting the videos I need to shoot for my day job by twowayradios.com. So I want to try to get that wrapped up this coming week. I didn't get it all accomplished like I wanted to this past week, but I took a week off here so I can take care of that. And the studio is a little bit in disarray right now. I've got a lot of stuff going on across on the other side of the studio that's sort of half set up for the other video shoots. So that's what is going on here. And hopefully I don't have to take another week off to do that, because I want to be here with you next week as well. All right, so let's get to the wine. And, let's check Twitch one more time. Let's see what's going on with Twitch. Okay, still quiet on Twitch. Good. I'll hang around on Facebook for a while, see what's going on. Unless we've got something going on in YouTube. And nothing really going on YouTube chat-wise. I know there are people watching. They're just not saying anything. Jump in. This is your show. More than it's mine, really. So jump in. Tell me what's going on in the chat and say hi. Okay, so this is the wine. The Fable Pinot Noir. I'm going to go ahead and open it up, and it is a twist cap, so I don't have to really get the mechanical corkscrew out tonight, as I usually do. And, of course, I have my Veneto aerator ready to go. And hopefully it'll fit in this. It's a little loose, but it's okay. Yeah, it fits all right. I'm looking forward to trying something else here, something new I picked up at the store where I purchased the wine. So we're going to give that a try as well. Now, I also have, to hold the grape nectar, I have my genuine Galway Irish crystal glass from Ireland, given to me by my employers at buy2wayradios.com. We're going to pour a little bit of this wine in the glass. And I did wash this thing. We're going to pour just a little bit more. Okay, that's good enough for a first tasting, I think. Set that aside. And let's let it open up for a couple of minutes. Breathe a little bit. And while we're doing that, let's learn a little bit more about this wine. Now, I did some checking around. Now, this is what happened. We went up to Boone, North Carolina, to take my son Tommy back up to school. Tommy's finishing his college career with his last year, his senior year of college up at Appalachian State University in Boone, North Carolina. It's a great campus. Really, I love the campus. Beautiful campus and a beautiful area. By the way, we love mountains. We love going up there in the mountains. And we try to get there as often as we can. So we took him back up there, moved all his stuff up into a brand new dorm. He's got a brand new dorm room. And I think they were building it the last time when we brought him back from App State during the COVID season. It's still COVID season, you know. But last year, I should say, first year of COVID, and they were just building the new dorms, the new building. And this time he's moving into it. He's got a beautiful dorm room and his own private bathroom. I mean, he's really decked out nice. He has some nice digs there, some really nice digs. And he's a hop, skip, and a jump from, so to speak, from where he's going to be taking his classes. I'll talk about that later. And so while we were up there in Boone, I took the opportunity to go to Blowing Rock, which we enjoy going to Blowing Rock, North Carolina, up in the mountains. And of course, while I'm there, I like to go into Sunset and Vine. Sunset and Vine is a wine store up there. and they do wine tastings, and they have wine parties and all kinds of events going on throughout the year. And I like to go there. I've mentioned them several times. As a matter of fact, over the last two or three years that we've been doing this, we've been doing the show for 3 years. Over the last 3 years of doing the show, I have been up there numerous times to buy wines from them directly. And the proprietors, I've mentioned them very often up there, Sunset and Vine. And Susie and Bennett that up there. And we usually get a couple of bottles of wine to bring back, and so I can open it up and review it on the show, and I give it a review. And they usually, in the past, they've made recommendations. This time, I just kind of hunted around and found some on my own, and was able to make a decent choice on a Pinot Noir. I think it looks pretty good to me, so we're going to give it a. We're going to give it a taste here in just a few moments. But this is what happened. When I checked around online, I saw that Vivino had it listed, and it's 3.7 stars out of a 5-star rating, which is not bad. You know, it's not fantastic, but it's not bad. It's pretty decent. I also looked at some of the other sites out there, Fable Wines, which they have their own website. The Fable Wines is the site that they have here for the Fable Pinot Noir, and it gives an interesting description here. And apparently, these grapes are grown on Brack Mountain. I think that's if I understand this correctly. It was founded in 2008 by Jason Innes and Chris Fitzgerald, Brack Mountain Wine Company. That's the name of the wine company. It immediately took a unique approach to creating wines. And I'm kind of reading this from their website here. They partnered together to create this Brack Mountain Wine Company. And they bring decades-long experiences at such esteemed houses as William Selyem, Coldstream in Yarra Valley, Arcana, Robert Sinsky Vineyards, etc., but together create a unique voice at Brack Mountain. In 2012, they moved their winemaking into a state-of-the-art facility in Sebastopol and took autonomous control over all aspects of their production. Now, the wine notes I have here, and I'm reading this from their website again, vineyards sourced from Herringer Vineyards in the Clarksburg AVA of California, sustainably farmed, no glyphosate used in the vineyard management. So interesting. And they have it listed for $14.99, Fable Wines. The Kingston Wine Company has it there. And I was looking around a couple other places. Wine Searcher has it listed. It kind of runs the gamut from between about $14 to $20 a bottle, roughly. Universal Wine and Fine Wine and Spirits has it listed for $13.99 a bottle. The Underground Bottle Shop in New York has it for $14. Mr. D in Miami, $14.06. Interesting. Redneck Wine Company in Tampa, $14.99. Kingston Wine Company, of course, has it for $14.99. We mentioned that earlier. Yanis Wine in Virginia Beach, Virginia has it for $18.99 a bottle. And I wonder if a lot of that has, well, it says excluding sales tax. And these prices are excluding sales tax. So at first I was thinking, well, maybe that's because of the different tax rates, particularly on alcohol. But apparently not. It says excluding the sales tax. That's what it says here anyway. I'll tell you what I paid for it because I have the sticker for it right here. I took the sticker off of the bottle, and it says $14.99. That's what I paid for it, $14.99 for this bottle of wine. So we're going to try it out in just a moment. Let me check the chats one more time, see if anyone else is in the chat yet. Let's see. Kind of quiet in here. All right. So let me go ahead and get to the tasting part of it. Looking forward to this. And we'll give it a whiff first. It's cherry on the nose. It's all red fruit. I'm smelling a little bit of strawberry too. And it smells just a little bit oaky. It smells a little oaky. Let me give it a whiff. Let me give it a taste, I mean. Yeah, it is a mix of more strawberry than cherry. I'm getting more. There's some cherry, but it's a little bit more on the strawberry side, to be honest. It is a little oaky. It is a little oaky, and I'm getting it's kind of peppery too. It's getting some pepper in there. Maybe a couple of other spices. I haven't picked those out yet, but it is oaky. And it's not a long finish to it. There is one, but it's not a long finish. But it is a very, very, it seems like a fairly light wine. Now, I've seen a couple of people said that it was kind of medium bodied. And to be honest, I think it looks a little light. Well, maybe it's medium bodied. I don't know. It kind of looks a little bit on the light side. It tastes light bodied. It's a fairly smooth wine, actually. I kind of like it. It is a dry wine, but it's fairly smooth. Not a lot of tannin in this wine. But there is some cherry, maybe a little bit of black cherry. But I'm getting a little more strawberry than cherry at the moment. I think as it opens up, I'll probably get more of the cherry on that. But it's not bad. It's actually a pretty easy to drink wine. At least the first couple of tastes I had, fairly easy to drink. Now, as it opens up, I don't know what'll happen. We'll see. We'll let it open up some more. We'll have a little bit more of it. So far, I like it. I don't know if I'm not sure yet that I would say it's a $15 to $20 bottle of wine. Jury's still out on that. We'll see. We'll see how it opens up. And as I get down to the bottle, we'll find out. Maybe it is. Right now, it's tasting more like $10 to $12 a bottle of wine. Not a 12 bottle wine. I haven't had enough. I haven't had any yet, really, to speak of. And I'm already wixing my merts up. Okay, so I've been off for a week. You know, it's been 2 weeks. I haven't done this show, and I'm a little rusty here. I'm a little rusty. I've got to get back in the groove. I'll be honest. It's been hard to get kind of. It's been a rough week. It's been a rough couple of weeks, and particularly this week has been a little rough. So I have to say that I'm not. I'm not 100% focused tonight, really. I've got a couple things in my mind. One in particular we're going to go into in just a little bit. It's probably, I don't know. We'll see how this goes. It might be a short show tonight. So anyway, let's see. Where was I? Let's see what's on Twitch. Let's see. Anybody on Twitch? Kind of. We have some viewers on Twitch. Please. Jump in the chat. Tell me how you're doing. Okay, so I'm going to pair this with some food right now. Yeah, I'm really off my game tonight, so to speak. I'm really not 100% on this. Got a couple of things in my mind. I'll go through that in a few minutes. Okay, camera three. Let's go to the food. All right, let's try this with a burger first because it is getting cold. It's been up here for a little while. I'm going to go to the burger and we're going to try it out, taste it with the wine. Burger's good, made by she's cooked by my wife, Chi. She made this platter for me. It's an awesome platter. And I really appreciate her for it. Let me see. Burger's quite good, actually. Hey, it's a nice, the burger's a little on the smoky side. Chi, did you do anything particular to the, with this burger? Did you add anything to it, or did you just cook it up? Was there anything added to it? It does have that grilled smoky taste to that burger. It's a nice burger, actually. But the wine does bring out the smoky taste of the burger, and no doubt that has something to do with the oaky taste of the wine. I think it pairs pretty well with that burger. And actually, I think this Pinot would go really well with a burger with lettuce, tomato, pickle, onions, mayonnaise, maybe a little guac on there. I know some people don't like guacamole. I happen to like it. And I like to put guac on my burger, too, when I can. And sometimes, not all the time, but a good deal of the time I do. Let's see. Let me go ahead and clear the palate. Yeah, I was looking at the wrong camera again. I told you I'm off my game tonight. All right, let's go back to camera 3, and let's try it with the spaghetti. Now, I'm going to have to grab this. Well, she taped it to the, so it wouldn't come off the plate, but I'm going to take the whole thing, and let's go back to camera 1, it's a wide shot. There we are. Now, this is a spaghetti with meat sauce and a little bit of Parmesan cheese. I think this is Parmesan. Yes, it looks like it. That's a big hunk there. Let's try it. And the spaghetti is quite good. Quite tasty, by the way. Although it's a little on the cold side. It's been sitting up here for half an hour. At least. Oh, wow. Kind of creamy with the sauce and the cheese with the Pinot, because the Pinot is kind of light bodied, and this is a very smooth Pinot, by the way, but you can really tell with the spaghetti. I gotta try that again. It's actually pretty good. Let's try the a little bit more. Maybe I'm just hungry. This is good. Oh, yeah. Yeah, very good pairing. I liked it very much. Very nice pairing. Wow. This is good with the spaghetti and the meat sauce and the cheese. That's a good combo. I like that. Very good. Let me put it back before I lose it. Put it back on the plate. All right, we're going to clear the palate one more time because we're going to try it with the cheeses now. Oh, very good. Okay, let's try it. Let's go back to camera 3 for just a moment. All right, let's try it first with the, let's try it with the cheddar. How about the cheddar? Cheddar should be good, right? And the cheddar cheese, that's a pretty good medium balanced cheese for a Pinot. And this is kind of a medium cheddar, not real sharp. It's a medium cheddar, but very good. I like it. Let's try it. Nice with the cheddar. Tino's right. It's okay, but it makes the cheddar, even though this is a medium cheddar, it does sharpen the cheese somewhat. Makes the cheese taste a little bit sharper than it did initially on its own when I put it in my mouth, which is interesting. But it also made it a little bit creamier, too. So that was interesting. I'm looking forward to it. Let me go ahead and clear the palate one more time. Now, we're going to try it with the Trader Joe's Double Cream Gouda, and that is on the other side here. Trader Joe's Double Cream Gouda, one of my favorite cheeses, and one that we have never had a miss on this show. Never had a miss with it. a good, tasty cheese. And it goes very well with a wide variety of wines. I know firsthand because we've tested them, we've tasted them on this show. Once again, nice and creamy. And this wine does actually make the cheese feel a little creamier. It does. I like it. Just leave the palate one more time. Oh, one time we need a cracker and I don't have one. Usually we have the crackers up here. It's okay. It's okay. It's all good. All right, so let's go back to camera three. And now let's try it with the unexpected cheddar with Parm. This is a white cheddar, I guess. And it has Parmesan cheese in the mixed in with the cheese, with this cheese. Basically, two cheeses in one. And it's a very tasty cheese, by the way. Like it. Almost went down the wrong way. Well, okay, also, I got to try that again because that was good, actually. That was very good. I think this cheese goes very well with this peanut, actually. I think all of them do. This one in particular, I like. Let's try it again. Oh, yeah. Nice pairing. Very nice pairing. Enjoy that with the cheese. I think it's a winner all the way around. I think it's the wine goes with pretty well with everything on this platter. I think it goes well with all of it. Really liked it. I really liked it. Okay. Very good. All right. Let me go ahead and check the chats one more time. Still quiet everywhere else, it looks like, unless the chats are not scrolling. Check. That has happened sometimes. All right, Twitch is quiet. Everywhere, it's quiet all over the place tonight. All right. So, let's go ahead and get right to the birthdays, because I only have one birthday to toast, to be honest. I only have one birthday to toast this week. As for a good friend of mine, that I worked with over at WFL. But before I do that, let me go ahead and hit the fireworks. Let's cue the fireworks up. Get the fireworks going. Fireworks, happy birthday to my good friend Jeff. Jeff and I worked together at WOFL. He was one of the first people I ever met when I started working there. Jeff and my good friend Pete Moltek, who are no longer, he's no longer with us, my friend Pete Moltek. But Jeff is still with us, and I'm very glad he is. And I hope he remains with us for a long, long time. And I hope I remain here for a long, long time, too. But Jeff's a good old friend of mine and a really, really cool guy. I always thought Jeff was, cool, one of the cool guys. And he's also a magician. He's in addition to his career doing video production and things like that, he's also a magician. And he's even written a book on magic, or maybe a couple of books now, I think. And I'd say he's very accomplished at that. He's had quite a career. Jeff's a cool guy. He really is. And Jeff and I, once again, always admired what Jeff's done with his career. And I want to say it to you, my good friend Jeff. I want to say happy, happy birthday. Your birthday is this coming Tuesday the 24th, but you knew that already. Tuesday the 24th of August, 2021. This is to my good friend Jeff Pierce. Happy, happy birthday. And may you have many, many, many more. And I'm going to toast you again because I have plenty of wine. It's the only birthday tonight, and because I can. To Jeff, Jeff Pierce, happy, happy birthday. And I hope you and your family are doing very well. I hope everything is going well for all of you. I do want to briefly mention that Jeff has put up a fundraiser on Facebook. He's got a fundraiser going for the Humane Society International, for rescuing pets. And he has a $300, I think he has a $300 goal for that. If you'd like to contribute, and please contribute. It's a worthy cause. It's definitely a worthy cause for the Humane Society. Please give to the Humane Society, whatever you can, and help them reach that $300 goal. I think I put a link in there to the, to where the fundraiser is. If it's okay with Jeff, I'll put a link in there in the show notes. You can go to drinkwithrick.com, and I'll add a link in there to the show notes for that. I think there's a 2-week deadline for that, I think, if I'm not mistaken. But if you can, please give to the Humane Society. It is a good cause. And it's really, really cool, Jeff, to do that. All right, I don't have any more birthdays tonight, but I do have an anniversary, so I'm keeping the fireworks on for just a little bit longer because we have an anniversary to toast. This is for my good friend Mike and his wife Dorothy, his lovely wife Dorothy. Mike and I know each other from podcasting for 15 plus years. Podcasting. He and I are both part of the Tech Podcast Network. That's Todd Cochran's network. That's how I got to know Todd. And a lot of other of my fellow podcasters on the Tech Podcast Network, TPN, as we call it. Mike does a show. He's been doing this for 15 years straight. He does a show called The Mike Tech Show. And he is an IT guy. He's an IT professional and a consultant. And part of his show is basically about IT-related things, you know, Windows and Linux and computer repair, things like that. It's kind of similar to what I did with the Force Field when I was doing the Force Field podcast, kind of a similar thing, except what he did it early on. He was live streaming the show, and he would live stream it and then repurpose it as a podcast as well. I used to watch Mike Tech all the time, every week. I still try to get in there as I can every once in a while. It's been a little while since I've done it. I've just been so busy on my day job. It's tough to do now, but when I can, I still try to go check out his show. He has put on a good show. He's very professional about it, and it's a fun show. It's a fun show, and he's very knowledgeable, and I just can't say enough good things about his show, except for the fact that I'm doing this wine stream in part because I was inspired by him doing a show. I was inspired by Mike, and I was inspired by Todd doing his video show. And, some other people that would do their live streams and their podcasts. So, Jeffrey Powers, Geekazine, when he was doing Geek, and he still does a lot of live stuff, but, and I always thought that was really cool. I used to watch his show a lot, the Geekazine show a lot. And he's a good guy. He's a friend of mine and a longtime podcaster. And there are a number of podcasters that, I watch their live streams I have for many years, Todd Cochran and Rob Greenlee doing the New Media Show has been kind of an inspiration for me to do the live stream. So I have a lot of people to thank for helping to get me where I am here, watching them, watching how they do their streams. So that's kind of why I've been wanting to do this for a long time, been wanting to have my own live stream for a long, long time. And now I've been doing this for about 3 years. But it was one of those things where you kind of have to get everything together and make it happen. And I just never really had the time. I didn't have the budget to do it. I had so many other things going on, young kids, and my wife to take care of, you know, that was a priority. And because this can, doing something like this, doing a show like this, is time consuming. And there's a lot of prep in it. And there's a lot of post production involved and things like that sometimes. So, yeah, it's a lot of work. And there's a lot of cost to it. And anyway, so I digressed. But I wanted to say Mike was definitely an inspiration for me doing this show. And I want to thank Mike, first of all, for that. But second, I want to put Mike and Dorothy first because this is their anniversary. And boy, did I get off on a tangent there, because that's what I do. This is a stream of consciousness show, and I just go off on all these different streams. Mike and Dorothy, this is really, really amazing. Mike and Dorothy have been married for 42 years. Their anniversary is on the 11th, August 11th. It was last Wednesday. And I didn't get to congratulate them because we were off for a week. But I want to do that now. So this is kind of a post-anniversary congratulations. But I do want to give them an anniversary toast. And Mike and Dorothy, for 42 years, that is pretty amazing, and that is well worth a toast. Here's to Mike and Dorothy Smith. Happy anniversary. And I'm going to toast you again, because that's what I do. Mike and Dorothy Smith, happy 42nd anniversary. Congratulations. And may you have many, many more. May you continue to have many, 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 many more. Okay, I think that does it for the anniversaries and the birthdays, per se. What we're drinking is we're drinking this. We're drinking the Fable Pinot Noir. It's a 2018. I'm liking this wine. I think it's definitely a $15. I would say it's a $20 bottle of wine, I would say. It's actually a pretty decent wine. I like it, and it's paired very well with everything that we've paired it with so far. Very, very good. Very good wine. I like it. Well worth the price. I don't know. It's just because it's been sitting up in the mountains for a while on a shelf and up in the mountains. Who knows? I don't know if that has anything to do with it or not. Probably not. But it's fun to think about. All right, let's get back to the chats one more time before we go on, continue on with the show. And, nothing going on in the chat. So it's been kind of quiet. I know what's going on with this Facebook here tonight. Okay, we're good on Facebook. Nothing's happening on YouTube, Twitch. Ah, Tom Antio is in the chat on Twitch. And Tom Antio, it's great to see you. He says, how's the wine, Pops? And it's actually very good. And I just give a review. I'm going to give the final review at the end of the show. But so far, I really, really like this wine. You should try it sometime. So how are things up at Appalachian State at ASU? How's that? Doing all right up there? Everything's going well? As you know, my son Tom Antio is the host of Cube Command podcast and the live stream. His website is cubecommand.com. Tom Antio says, pretty good. I was taking an evening walk. Well, I hope that went pretty well. It's not raining tonight, right? I think you guys were shut in for quite a while this week with all the rain that got hit. And that's part of that was from the tropical storm that came up there, the tropical depression. Tom Antio says, it's very nice out here for the weekend. It must be. It must be really, really nice in the mountains right about this time. Probably fairly cool, right? Comfortably cool, not too humid or anything. Love the mountains. Always have. Good stuff. So I do want to do this before I forget. Now, yeah, we've got some. We can do some national days here, but I want to do this before we get to the national days because I think this is very important, and it goes into what I was saying earlier at the beginning of the show. How I'm kind of not 100% not on I'm not 100% on this tonight, to be honest, and I apologize for that. But there's a reason for it. There's a reason for it. Oh, and Macaroon Granola is in the chat. Macaroon Granola, it's great to see you. How are you doing? Macaroon Granola says, a foodie question. Have you ever tried or made a batch of lilac wine, like in the song titled Lilac Wine by the famous jazz singer named Helen Merrill? I have not. I know the song you're talking about. It's Lilac Wine. I've never had lilac wine. Never tried that. Never tried making a batch of it. And yeah, I know. I know what you're talking about. That Square Guy's in the chat. All that Square Guy. He says, it's great to see you. He says, sorry to hear you're not in it tonight, Rick, but glad to be here all the same. Finally, it's been too long. It has been too long. It's been a couple weeks for me. I know you've been streaming last, last night or the night before, I believe. I saw the message, but I couldn't get on because we had a couple things going. And that Square Guy, if you know, for those of you who don't know, that Square Guy, he and his fiance Darcy are big Twitch streamers, and they do Lego building. They build Lego sets on Twitch, and they also do some gaming. They play some games online on Twitch, and they also bake some pies on Twitch. They do some pie baking, which you don't have done one in a little while, but I'd like to see another pie because those are always fun. It's always a lot of fun, even if you're not into Legos or into baking pies or into any kind of gaming. It's still cool. Go in there, check out the Square Guy and Darcy and their streams. It's a lot of fun. I have a blast when I go in there. I think we all do. It's a lot of fun there. Got to check it out, that Square Guy. And, you know, being part of the Square Gang, it's an honor. It's an honor to be part of the Square Gang. Oh, don't go away. I got to show you something. I got to show you. This is for you. And the Square Guy says, we're thinking about baking a pie this week, but off stream just for us. He says, thank you, Rick. Okay, I got to show you this. Now, while I was up, and I don't know if at what point here that you came in, but of course I picked up this wine, this Fable Pinot Noir wine up in Blowing Rock when we went to Boone to take Tommy back to Appalachian State University. While I was there in Boone, we went down to downtown Boone is where we were. I picked up the wine in Blowing Rock, but we were in downtown Boone, went to some of the shops. If you've never been to Boone or Blowing Rock, they are very quaint little towns, kind of like really old towns. And it's a lot of fun to walk around the town because, you know, the shops and things in there, very, very cool place. One of the shops we went into, because I like to go up there looking for interesting items, one of the shops that we went into had this, and I know you would appreciate this. I had it here just in case you showed up, and I'm glad you did. Check this out. You know, I'm going to put it up here so you can get a closer look at it. Yeah, this is because I like doing puzzles. I love doing puzzles, and I've talked about doing a puzzle stream where I'm putting a puzzle together. If I do that, which I probably will in the next few weeks, maybe, we'll see what happens. This is going to be the first puzzle I put together. Camera 3, this is what I bought. Pretty cool, huh? It's a puzzle, a 1,000-piece puzzle of minifigure faces. Now, this came kind of with the box already open. We were at the Mass General Store in downtown Boone. And this is where I picked it up. Let me get this thing off of here. I don't know if I can. Oh, here we go. It'll come open. But it's all sealed up in there. But it also comes with a photo so you can use it as a reference guide for putting the puzzle together. 1,000-piece puzzle in this package. I'm looking forward to trying it out. I love doing puzzles. My daughter Tia and I do a lot of puzzles together, and I'm looking forward to trying it, and might have Tia join me doing some of this as well. So that's pretty cool. Square Guy says, ooh, how cool, Gateway to Bricks with Rick. Bricks with Rick, now that's interesting. That's interesting. I don't want to steal your thunder here, to be honest. I don't want to steal your thunder here on because you are the master at with the bricks there. So I don't want to take that away from you, but bricks with Ricks, that's interesting. Puzzles with Ricks. I've been trying to come up with something really, really pithy to, you know, a really pithy title for the puzzles. To be honest, yeah, it's a gateway. That square guy says, "Steal it, Rick. It's our thunder." Thanks, appreciate it. But I knew you'd appreciate that. You know, that's pretty cool. I mean, all those minifigure faces, and you know, it's amazing how many combinations you can get from one. You know, from these different minifigure faces. I used to go to the Lego store a lot with Tia and Tommy, and because they were really into Legos. And they still are. They still like Legos. And we have a ton of Legos around the house here somewhere. We've got kits I don't think they've even put together yet. But we used to go to the Lego stores in the mall, and we used to, you know, the bins where you get all the different Legos so they could custom build their own Lego sets or their own Lego creations. And you can go into all the bins, and they had like hundreds of these bins where you could pick and choose what you wanted. It's expensive stuff, by the way. But one of the things I used to do when I went there is I used to try to see what kind of weird minifigures I could come up with from all the combinations, because they'd have all the little bins there, and they'd have the faces, and then they had the hair pieces, and they had the bodies, and they had the legs, and they had the different, you know, different accessories that go with the minifigures, and that was always kind of fun to play around with. So I used to, you know, they used to go in there and go through all the Legos, and I'd be sitting there trying to make weird minifigures out of stuff. It was always kind of fun. Tom Antio says, "Of course we still love Legos. Me and Nathan are still working on the Lego Star Wars streams, LOL." That's right. Tom Antio and Nathan do a stream where they're playing the Lego Star Wars game. They do that pretty regularly. So that's part of the Cube Command podcast, Cube Command universe, I should say. Tom Antio says, "Road to 100%. Yeah, he's almost there, too, to 100 episodes. He's pretty close to it. I think he's only a couple episodes away. So let me check the other chats here for just a moment, just so I don't miss anybody here. All right, I'm going to switch gears here. Before we get back into more fun stuff, I want to switch gears here for a minute because there is something kind of sobering. As I explained before, I'm not 100% here tonight, and there's a reason for it. I need one more swig of this. Okay, that helps. a couple weeks ago, my mother-in-law contracted COVID, and in fact, a lot of the family got COVID from that. And I'm not going to go into all the details about it, but she got COVID-19, and she wound up in the ICU. She wound up in the hospital, very serious condition. And this past Wednesday, she passed away. And this was from COVID, directly from COVID. Now, she was 86 years old. She was elderly. She was 86. And she was, you know, she wasn't the best. I mean, she was healthy, but she was suffering from onset of dementia. But otherwise, she was physically healthy. But she was just, it was just her age. And she passed away from COVID. It was devastating for the entire family, and it was rough. I think everybody's taking it pretty hard. Anyway, what I want to do is I want to take a few minutes out tonight to pay a little memorial for her. I put together a little memorial video for her. And I'd like to play it for you now. And there's no audio to it. There's no music to it or anything. I'm just going to kind of give you a little bit of a history and a little bit about her life just off the cuff here. But I'm going to play this for you now. I want to give her a toast, memorial toast, to her and all of those who we have lost to COVID. She is officially one of them. So here is my memorial to my mother-in-law, Juliana Nshong. My mother-in-law, Juliana Nshong, also known as Inai, she's from the Philippines, and we call her Inai. Her great-grandchildren know her as Lola. She's a grandmother in Tagalog. So anyway, she came here around 1990. She came to this country. She was born in the Philippines, came here in around 1990 or so to this country. And to live with the family who, most of the family was already here. Most of her children, all of her children were here. She was from a family of nine siblings, or nine children total. She had other siblings, but she was one of nine. I think there is only one or two other surviving siblings left, as I understand. She was quite a lady. She's quite a lady. She could be kind of feisty, but she could be really, really sweet and really, really nice. She loved to cook. She liked to eat seafood here, as you see here, but she loved to cook. She spent a lot of time in the kitchen and would make a lot of dishes, things like that. She was always trying to cook something up for me. One of my favorites that she did was something called salabat, which was a drink. It was a ginger drink. And it was a real pick-me-up for the morning. And she would go to great lengths to make that for me in the morning, knowing that I really, really enjoyed it. So she would make that for me quite a lot. She loved seafood. She was somebody who just loved people. You know, she made friends easily, and people loved her. And the thing is about my mother-in-law, she was a type of person who would, she loved kids, by the way. She was a type of person that would just kind of give you, she was so generous. She would just give you everything. You know, if she had money, she'd give you money. If you had, you know, whatever it is, she'd cook for you. She welcomed me with open arms when I joined the family. And when I married my wife, she welcomed me as a son-in-law with open arms. And it was something I was always grateful for. She was very, very generous to me. And I don't know, I could tell that she loved me, and I loved her. I really did. And I just was kind of protective of her in a few ways. But she was just an awesome lady. We lost her. We still lost her too soon, I think. Just a really, really kind person. But that was my mother-in-law, Juliana Nshong, or as we called her, Inai. She was born in 1935. She passed away in this past August, August 18th, 2021. I want at this point to make a toast. And I want to have the right. I had something else here going on. What was it? Oh, yes. I got to put up the right thing here. Where we go. That was another thing about my mother-in-law. And I could tell you some stories about her. Some really cool stories that showed her dedication to gardening. As you saw in a couple of shots, she had a couple of pictures. She had all the plants. And one of the things about the plants, and I'm doing this with the flowers and the plants, is she loved gardening and she loved her plants. I mean, she really loved, she doted on her plants. And that was one of her passions, was not just gardening, but also plants in general. She just loved them. And she was always planting things. She was very diligent about taking care of her plants. And one of the things that she did when I, this was, they were living in an apartment in Castleberry in Florida. This was down Castleberry, Winter Park area of Central Florida, down in the Orlando area. And they were moving to a house. My sister-in-law had purchased, she bought a house. And they were moving out of the apartment they were in. Well, And I had planted some these plants, and they had grown quite profusely. They had, she took real good care of her plants, and then one of them had grown quite large. She had a couple of them that had grown fairly large. Anyway, we were moving some stuff out. We had our van at the time, and we were moving stuff into the van, making a few trips, helping them move to their new house. And about the last trip, she wanted to go back there, and she wanted one more thing. She wanted her plants. She had a shovel, and she wanted to dig up. And this is an apartment complex, right? And the plants, not much room for plants anyway in front of their doorstep. But she wanted to dig up the plants, and one of them was quite large. And she dug up a couple of them. I remember she dug up, she got a couple of them. We put them in the van, and they made quite a mess in the van. They had dirt and everything everywhere. But she wanted this big plant. I don't remember how big it was. It was a really huge plant. But she did not want to leave until we took that plant with us. There was no way we could get the van. It was already full of stuff, but it was getting dark too, I think, as I recall, right? She wanted to dig this thing up, roots and all, and take it with us to their new house so she could transplant it. And we had to convince her that, that there was no way that she could do that. It was just too large and she couldn't do it. I don't remember the details on this, but I remember that we kind of had to trick her into not bringing it. We sort of had to distract her and trick her into not doing it. Otherwise, she would have done it. I mean, that's how determined she was to bring all of her plants with her. But that was one of the things that we loved about her. She was just, in fact, wherever she went, wherever she moved to, she had her plants and she had her garden, and she was really, really diligent about taking care of it. She was very good at it. And she had a green thumb. She was, her plants thrived. Her plants thrive with her taking care of them. I don't know how she did it because I'm not that much of a gardener myself, but she could do it. She could do it. And she had some nice plants. Anyway, here's to my mother-in-law and I, Juliana and Sean. Here's to her. May she rest in peace. And I want to give her another toast. I have plenty of wine, so I can. And if the rest of the bottle is for an eye, so be it. Here's to my mother-in-law and I. Tallulah. Yeah. Tom Antioch says Tallulah. That score guy says Tallulah. Yep. She was Lola to the grave. And this was the interesting thing is that she was the, and I means mother in Tagalog. And all of her grandchildren called her Inai because that's what the parents called her. We all called her Inai. The great-grandchildren called her Lola because that's how, you know, by the time the great-grandkids came along, everybody was just saying, yeah, call her Lola. So all the great-grandkids called her Lola. But no matter what, she was still our patriarch, the patriarch of our family. So, you know what? I'm going to toast her one more time. To Lola. To an eye. All right. So let's see what we got going on here. I've got this wine, and we were going to do some national days. I don't know if we really. Yeah, I guess we could do a few national days. Let me look them up here because I really didn't write them down here. National day, and I get them from nationaldaycalendar.com, and it pops right up for me. Let's see what we got here. Let's see, we got a few national days we can toast together to kind of change it up a little bit and make things a little bit, I don't know, a little bit lighter. A little bit lighter. I don't want the show to be a downer for everybody. Let me see if I can find a few national days for us. All right, today's August the 21st, right? August 21st, 2021. Now, this is what we've got going on for August 21st. We've got a few national days here, not too many. August 21st is National Brazilian Blowout Day. I don't know. National Brazilian Blowout Day. Okay, here's one I can get behind. National Spumoni Day. I love Spumoni. Being Italian, I love Spumoni. Spumoni, if I can pronounce it, yes. Spumoni is Italian ice cream. It's kind of like a Neapolitan kind of ice cream, you know? It's sort of. Spumoni. Here's to Spumoni. National Spumoni Day. August 24th. Well, this is appropriate. You know what? There is one thing I need to do here that I forgot to do tonight. I need the blue wave. I need to do the blue wave here. Let's do the blue wave. All right. Blue wave is up. This is National Senior Citizens Day. National Senior Citizens Day. Here's the National Senior Citizens Day. We'll all be one someday if we live that long. We live as long as Lola, as an I. We'll all be senior citizens. So here's the National Senior Citizens Day. I'm almost there myself, actually. Shh. Don't tell anyone. August 21st is also World Honeybee Day. Third Saturday in August is World Honeybee Day. You know, honeybees are very, very important. If it wasn't for honeybees, the trees wouldn't get pollinated. We wouldn't have apples. We wouldn't have oranges. We wouldn't have walnuts. We wouldn't have, I'm not real big on walnuts, but we wouldn't have a lot of the fruits that we have, peaches and pears and whatever is out there, cherries and things like that. We wouldn't have all these things because the trees wouldn't get pollinated. And you know what? The honeybee is in danger of becoming, I don't know if I would say extinct, but they're endangered now. The honeybees are endangered now from a lot of different things. World Honeybee Day. I'll drink to that. I wouldn't want to get stung by one, but I sure love the honey. And it's good for you, too. A lot of health benefits to honey. A lot of them. Maybe one day we'll talk about that. Maybe. August 22nd is, that's tomorrow, in about another 45 minutes. August 22nd is National Surgical Oncologist Day. It's also National Be an Angel Day. Be an Angel Day. It's National Bow Day, B-A-O, Bow, how do you pronounce that? Bow Day. It's also National Never Been Better Day, Never Been Better, B-E-A-N, Never Been Better. Ah, that's a dad joke in there somewhere. Okay, we got to toast this one. I got a couple of stories related to this. You know, I always get my best stories from doing the national days because they always remind me of some off-the-wall story. Tomorrow's National Tooth Fairy Day. Who doesn't have a tooth fairy story? You ever believe in the tooth fairy? My kids, when they were really young, they knew there was a tooth fairy. They just didn't know who the tooth fairy was. That was a big mystery. They found out later on it was me. Took them a while. My kids, when they were young, they used to write letters to the tooth fairy along with when they got the money, they'd leave a note or a letter to the tooth fairy. I still have them. I still have their teeth and I have the notes because some of them are pretty funny. Some of them are very clever and they're also very funny. But I think I've told this one before, but one night I was supposed to, I can't remember if it was Tia or Tommy, one of the two, lost a tooth and they put it under their pillow at night. And I was going to go into the room after they fell asleep and swap it out for, I think, a quarter or something, or a dollar maybe. It was a dollar. And so what happened was I fell asleep before they did because they were up like really late. And they beat me to sleep. I was trying to stay awake so I could sneak in there and you know, slide a dollar under their pillow and take the tooth. Nope, I fell asleep first. Next thing I know, it's morning, and they're upset because the tooth fairy didn't get take the tooth, and they were saying, "Hey, Mom, the tooth fairy didn't come. And look, my tooth is still there." I'm like, "Uh-oh." So I hastily grabbed some money while they were eating breakfast, and I swapped it out with the tooth. And they came back later, and, "Well, why don't you check it again? Maybe it was late." And they found it. They found the money, and I was like, "Well, that's weird. Isn't tooth fairy only supposed to come at night?" Another time. And this is really, this one cost me. Another time, it was middle of the night. And I snuck in there to leave a dollar for the tooth. In the dark, I'm grabbing my wallet. In the dark, never do this in the dark. Always, here's the rule of thumb, parents. If you're going to do this, always have the money ready and always have it in your pocket ready to go and get it together ahead of time before you go in the room to make the swap. Because otherwise, you're going to do what I did. I walked in there nonchalantly, and I said, the tooth? Here's the tooth in my pocket. I pull out the wallet, grab a bill, and slide it under the pillow, and I'm out of here. Easy peasy, right? Yeah. A total darkness. The next morning, the kids wake up, and the kid was ecstatic. I don't remember if it was T or Tommy, but they were ecstatic, and they said, "Look what the tooth fairy left me." And they showed it to me. It was like a $5 bill. And I'm like, "Wow, the tooth fairy left a $5 bill?" My wife looked at me, and I'm like, $5 bill. Okay. That was my last $5 for gas for the week. Oh, I was thinking, well, that was not good. $5 bill. That was one expensive tooth. Anyway, so a couple of my tooth fairy stories. So National Tooth Fairy Day, I'll drink to that. August 22nd is National Pecan Tort Day. Not into pecans, but what the heck. I'll drink to that. National Pecan Tort Day. I think that does it for the national days, don't you think? I think so. Yeah, I definitely does it for the national days. All right, let's see. You know, a square guy, I shouldn't even bring this up, should I? You and Darcy. Would you like to have kids someday? Let me tell you, I've got some advice about, you'll go through the tooth fairy phase and everything like that. Advice from being a parent. Okay, anyway, where was I? Tom Angio says, "I found a honeybee on my head today." Wow, that was interesting. You know, the honeybees aren't the ones you got to worry about. I think it's the killer bees you got to worry about, right? Killer bees. The bumblebees, you know, the thing is, those bumblebees look pretty fierce, the bumblebees, the big ones. But they never bother me. I mean, they buzz around, they'll fly around you, but I've never had an issue where a bumblebee's like chasing me or stinging me or anything like that. I don't think that's really an issue with a bumblebee. I don't think a bumblebee is the same kind of bee anyway, is it? I don't know. What do I know? I'm not a bug person. I'm not an entomologist. So I'm not a beekeeper either. So anyway, Algorith is in the chat. Algorith just joined the chat. Algorith says, "Hi, Rick, do you like spiders?" Wow, what a way to start a conversation there, Algorith. By the way, it's great to see you here. Thanks for being here. Algorith, do I like spiders? One word. No. No. I do not like spiders. Spiders freak me out. Spiders are like just creep. I mean, they creep, of course, but they're just kind of creepy anyway. They're kind of creepy looking. Now, there is one exception. There is one exception, and it's funny you should mention that. Have you been talking to my daughter here lately? Because we just had this conversation yesterday. I'm sitting at the kitchen table, and we got one of those little spiders that crawl around the kitchen table. You know, the ones I'm talking about are the little jumpy spiders. Now, I call them jumping spiders. Some people, you know. But apparently, if you look it up, if you do a Google search for jumping little jumpy spiders, you actually come up with the little jumpy spiders. So apparently, I'm not the only person who calls them little jumpy spiders. But these are the little tiny spiders, the ones that, like, you know, like just kind of crawl around, then they look up at you, and you can see them looking at you, and they're looking around at you, and you can see them moving, you know, you see their eyes moving around and stuff, and it's, and they're not creepy. They're actually kind of cute. They're just little tiny spiders. They don't hurt anybody. They don't bite. They don't do anything. They just kind of find themselves in the house somewhere and just kind of wander around and wind up on the tablecloth and your kitchen table or on your desk or something, and you just see them there, and they just kind of look up at you. You know, in some ways, I think they look more like crabs than spiders, little tiny crabs. You know what I'm talking about, right? The little jumpy spiders. But they're kind of cute little spiders. Now, those I can take. I don't have a problem with those. You know, even the daddy long legs, the ones that they call the daddy long legs, we've seen a few of them around, because they don't look like they have a mouth. They don't look like they have fangs or anything. They just have these really long legs, but they don't really bother. I was never bothered by those kind of spiders. In fact, even when I was a kid, I used to play around with the little daddy long leg spiders, you know. But the rest of them creep me out. No, I'm not a spider guy. Have you ever seen Arachnophobia? That's another. I went to see that movie just so I could be creeped out, and I was. You know, it was kind of like, you know, how Jaws kept a lot of people out of the water for many years. It's just like Arachnophobia kept people out of the basement and out of the attic and out of the barns for many years. And so, John Goodman was pretty funny in that movie. I liked him in that movie. But, you know, it's just, I don't like spiders. I don't like snakes either. And I kind of like the song, you know. I don't like spiders or snakes. I'm not going to sing it. Algreed says, sure, as long as they don't grow. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. As long as they don't grow. I came across I've got spider stories. Should I tell them? You want to hear a spider story? Does anybody want to hear a spider story that's really, really creepy, gross spider story? Yeah, I got time, don't I? 11:25. I got some time. A couple of minutes. Anybody want to hear a really creepy spider story? That's true. True story, by the way. So I'm all right. When I was at one point, you know, for those of you who know, I worked at Disney World for 9 years, and I worked at WFL for 12 years. And people would say, "Well, you know, you don't look that old." Well, some people say I do. My wife says I do. But how did you have two careers? You had a two careers going around the same time frame. You had Disney, and you had the TV station, a major TV station, a major market in Orlando. And the simple answer to that is that for a while I worked both. I started working at Disney first, worked there for, I don't know, about 6-7 years first. Started working at WFL part-time, and I was working at Disney full-time. Then I switched over, I started working at WFL full-time, and for a little while there, I was working two full-time jobs, which was really rough on its own, because we're talking 80 hours a week, you know, 40 hours here, 40 hours there, two full-time jobs. I did this for about a year and a half or so, almost 2 years. And that was one reason why I don't have hair on my head now, because it really, really, it took its toll. It really did take its toll on me physically. Now, the thing is, it's one thing to work two different jobs, to full-time jobs, but it's another thing to work two full-time jobs where they're both so far apart. Because see, here's the thing, if you are familiar with where everything is in the Orlando area, at the time, WOFL was located on Orange Blossom Trail, North Orange Blossom Trail, in right around downtown Orlando. Walt Disney World was located way the heck in another county, and we're talking about a 45-minute drive, easily a 30-minute to 45-minute drive, depending on the traffic, in a completely different county out there, pretty far out. So I had to commute between the two of these jobs back and forth, and I had my little car, and I would commute. I did a lot of driving back and forth between the two of them. So to make matters worse, I had an apartment. I was living in an apartment for a while on Oak Ridge Road, which is a real dump and in a really not a great neighborhood. And the reason I lived there for so long was because it was a median point between Disney and WFL. It was somewhere where I could sort of go between the two of them and maybe crash there for a few hours. If I was lucky, I could, you know, just kind of sleep there for a few hours in between. It was a real dump, but it was sort of in between the two. So that was, it was conveniently located. Let me put it that way. In not a great part of town. But I would now sometimes I wouldn't even have time to do that. I would just have to go straight from my job at Disney to WFL, from WFL to Disney, and take cat naps either in the car or at one of those locations before or after my shift at each one. This tale is getting longer as it's going along. Anyway, so to cut this to make a long story not as long. At some point when I was doing this double shift here, or you know, really working two full-time jobs, I had to find a place that was a little bit closer to the TV station where it really made more sense for me to stay there, to, you know, nearby, where I wasn't sleeping at the TV station 24/7, but I was, you know, it was someplace right next to it. It was really convenient. So, someone put an ad in the paper, some guys, just a bunch of guys. One guy owned a house, and he was renting out rooms to various people. So he had like two or three roommates there. And the amazing thing about this was it was like two streets over from the TV station at the time, which was off of OBT, Orange Blossom Trail. And I thought, well, this is really cool. If I can snag this for and stay here for a while, because I had a friend of mine, another really good friend of mine, was in the process of buying a house way the heck from both of those places, closer to it was actually closer to the east side of Orlando, where it was close to Titusville and the Cape and that sort of thing, and which is a super long drive, but I was planning to quit Disney anyway at some point. And the thing is, he didn't have everything ready at the house yet, so I had to have a place to stay for the interim for two or three months, you know, a couple of months, until he had the house ready. And he promised me, you know, hey, come on, stay with me, be my roommate here, and that'll be cool. So I needed a place to stay for about a couple months. And so I found these guys, and they were going to rent this room out to me. Turns out the room was they had renovated the garage. They had renovated the garage and built a room in the garage, a nice little room, actually. The problem with this little room was that it was in the garage, and it was in a house, an old house that was kind of in a kind of a more of a wooded area, and it was infested with spiders. Okay, yeah, I see. I was I always get into a point here. And before I go any further, B-Sung Gaming's in the chat. B-Sung Gaming's, great to see you. I'm glad you're here. I am so glad you're here. I'm going to give you a toast. And a toast to Algorith. Algorith and B-Sung Gaming, here's to you. Okay, so the story gets better. It actually gets worse, but it's gets creepier. Okay, so picture this, if you will. So there's this little house. It's like a three-bedroom house. And they've got a fourth bedroom that they've taken the garage and built a fourth bedroom into the garage. And the house is kind of, I mean, it's in a little neighborhood, but it's an older house. And their house, first of all, was infested with roaches. And I didn't know this until I moved in. I moved in at night, and the house was infested with roaches. And I'm talking about the little German cockroaches. You know the ones I'm talking about? For those of you who are not familiar, they're little, they're not the big brown roaches. They're like the little tiny brown roaches. All the roaches are nasty. Come on, let's face it. But these little roaches are really, really just disgusting. You know, little, they call them German cockroaches in Florida. And this house was infested with them. But that was not the only thing they were infested with. And I could not eat a meal there because they had a little microwave and they had a little kitchen there, but it was awful. It was awful. It was not clean, but I'd just buy some frozen food. I'd try to eat in the microwave, but I could not heat it in the microwave because the roaches would just crawl out, pour all over the place when I would. I mean, literally, these things were crawling around while I'm trying to eat my dinner. It was nasty. So I stayed there as little as possible. I stayed there just, it was just to store my stuff. I moved all my stuff in there and I stayed there just to store my stuff, just to have a place to store it all and just a place to sleep for a few hours between my jaunts between Disney and Channel 35. The thing is that, in addition to the roaches, it was also infested with spiders. I mean, spiders. I mean, these weren't just spiders. These were some nasty spiders. And I'm talking about, I'm talking about brown recluse spiders. Now, if you know what a brown recluse spider is, those are very dangerous spiders. These aren't just like poisonous spiders. These are dangerous, poisonous spiders, okay? If you've got a house that's infested with roaches and spiders, that's one thing. If you've got a house infested with roaches and brown recluse spiders, that house should be condemned. I mean, honestly, it should be fumigated and condemned. It's not a safe place to be. So I didn't know this until after I moved in, and I'm looking around, and wow, all these spiders are on the windows, and I'm living in a renovated room in a garage, and we know how many spiders and roaches collect in the garage, right? So, okay, so here we go. One night I come home, and it's like, I don't know, it's like 1 a.m. or something. Coming home from Disney, I think. And I've got to get up early the next day because I have to go to my job at Channel 35. So I go in there, and lo and behold, I don't have a key. I can't get in the front door because they had not issued me the key yet. Now, there was supposed to be somebody, they were supposed to issue me a key, and there was supposed to be somebody to let me in, but everybody was fast asleep. So I could not get in the house. So I'm trying my best to wake somebody up. Nobody's waking up. And I'm like, I'm dead tired. I have got to get in that house and get some sleep. So I look over at the window and I realize, well, okay, there's a window there from the garage. All I have to do is open the window and I can just crawl right, because the window was open. It wasn't locked. It was just, all I had to do was just slide it open, go inside, and just crawl into bed and go to sleep. Here was the problem. I go up to the window, and I slide open the window. And I'm thinking, okay, I can slide in here. Then I looked around the window, and it's in the dark, and you know, I'm looking up, but I can see in the dark there are spiders. Now, we're not talking about like one little spider in the corner. We're talking about there are spiders all around the window. I'm not making this up. They're all around the window, these spiders, and big spider webs and stuff. And I'm thinking to myself, I can't do this. But I was so dead tired and I was just desperate. I just had to go in, crawl in the bed and get some sleep. So I had to, you ever see Indiana Jones where he's trying to get through the snake, you know, he's trying to get through the area with all the snakes in it. That's how I was with the spiders. Okay. And so I'm thinking, I'm so desperate to get some sleep. I've got to get in the window. So I went ahead and I tried to get in the window without touching. I mean, I'm trying to crawl through this window without making contact, any contact to disturb any of the spider webs. Because I knew that if I started touching the spider webs, these spiders would be out. So I'm making my way carefully through the window. The thing is, you know, if you're crawling through a window that's about this high, you can't make your way carefully through the window. You have to climb up and then try to wiggle your way through the window. Didn't work that well for me. Now, somehow I made it through the window without really disturbing the spider's nest. I don't know how I did it in the dark, but somehow I was able to get in there. But it was a harrowing, harrowing trip through the window. The problem was after I got in the room and the room was dark and I had to turn on the light and I saw how many spiders were in the window, I about freaked out. I thought I was going to faint. When I turned on the light and I saw how many spiders were hanging around the window that I just went through, it was just, oh man, that was freaky. So then I'm thinking, well, I made it through there. I'm just going to try and go to bed. So I go to bed and I'm sleeping on a foam. It's not really a mattress. It was like this foam makeshift bed that I had there with the comforter or the sheets. And I go to try to go to sleep. And I can't really sleep though because I'm sitting here. I got the lights on because I'm looking at the window with all the spiders in the window. I start to fall asleep, and I look over next to me on the wall, right next to me, and there's this huge spider sitting there. It just freaked me out. I could not sleep. I could not sleep that night at all. So the next night, I know what a brown recluse spider looks like, by the way. and not all of them. There were different kinds of spiders, but there were some brown recluse spiders in there. So my roommate tells me that the next day I'm talking to my roommate about this. And so, yeah, we got a spider problem. Yeah, we do have a spider problem. And he says, well, you know, my other roommate here, we had like two, three other roommates, and they had the other rooms in the house. One of these guys, it turns out, just about a month before I moved in, one of these guys had gotten bit by a brown recluse in his sleep. While he was sleeping, he got bit by a brown recluse, and his leg swelled up to about, you know, a couple times his size, and he had to go to the hospital, and they had to treat him for a brown recluse spider bite, which they did not tell me about. They did not inform me of before I moved in, obviously. So so needless to say that after this conversation I had with the owner of the house, when I found out that the roommate had a spider bite a month before and had been to the ER and been to the hospital to get that taken care of, I thought to myself, this isn't going to work out. And so I immediately moved out, took all my stuff and moved out. But I had to carefully clean my stuff because I didn't want to carry any of the roaches and the spiders with me when I left. And I left out in the middle of the night, as a matter of fact. I just packed up in the middle of the night and left and said, I'm sorry, I'm out of here. I can't stay. But that's one of my spider stories. I have a couple others, but I'm not going to go into those right now. Yeah, it was, Algorith says spiders eat roaches, but go ahead. Yeah, you know, it might have been the roaches that attracted all the spiders there. But, you know, spiders are one thing, but brown recluse spiders, that's something you don't want to mess with. That's something you don't want to mess with. Anyway, so that was my spider story. One of them. I've got a couple others. I got bit by a spider when I was working at Disney, as a matter of fact. Got bit by a spider right here. Half my hand swelled up to like twice its size. They sent me to the ER, and they had to give me some antibiotics to get the swelling down and everything. And that happened. Apparently, that happened because I was working at the Sara Lee Bakery, and I was out in the front area, and we had some of those fake plants. Oh, the Disney's full of fake plants. Half the plants at Disney are fake, but that's another story. Anyway, we had one of these fake potted plants, and I had been cleaning up around it, and apparently there was one in the plant, and it bit me right here, and it sent me to the emergency room. So that was fun too. Okay, no more spider stories tonight, right? Don't want to creep everybody out. Yeah, spiders eat roaches, but they also, I don't know. They're good spiders and they're bad spiders, I suppose. Seems like I seem to run into all the bad spiders most of the time. All right, anybody else going on Facebook? I think I scared everybody off with the spider stories. I think it's time to close it up here, unless anybody else has anything they want to say. I do want to mention real quick, we have Hurricane Henri going up, about to hit the eastern coast of the U.S. If it hasn't done so already, it is bearing down on the northeastern coast of the U.S. We have another tropical wave or something out there. I don't know what the story is on that, but I implore everybody, please be prepared for that sort of thing, because we are still in the throes of hurricane season. And even if you're not living in a hurricane-prone area, there are always earthquakes and tornadoes and all kinds of other nasty stuff, okay? Please be prepared. Get yourself an emergency weather kit ready. Go to ready.gov. That's ready.gov. Get yourself an emergency weather radio as well, because that's the third item on the list. The third item on the list is an emergency weather radio. Go to buy2wayradios.com. That's buy2wayradios.com. Get a weather radio, an emergency weather radio. If you go to buy2wayradios.com, and I've got this thing sort of messed up here. There we go. If you go to buy2wayradios.com, use the promo code WINESHOW. That's WINESHOW. Use the promo code WINESHOW. You can save 5% off your entire order. And that includes weather radios, FRS radios, GMRS radios, CB radios, ham radios, business radios, marine and airband radios, radios, of course. You have all kinds of radio accessories. getting tongue twisted. Use promo code WINESHOW. You can save 5% off your order. Now, for full disclosure, I am the product manager for buy2wayradios.com. They don't pay me anymore for this. I just get to keep my day job. Okay? They don't pay me anymore for promoting this. This is just something I'm doing because they gave me a promo code so I can give it to you. So please use it. Use it wisely. Use it often. Tell them I sent you. Just go get a weather radio and or whatever radio you want to get. Use the promo code. Use the promo code. It's for you. But whatever you do, get yourself an emergency weather kit or emergency preparedness kit together and be safe. Be safe out there, okay? That's what I've got. All right, so my final review on the wine. This is what we've been drinking tonight. This is the Fable Pinot Noir. It's a 2018. I like this wine. I really do. And $14.99 is what I paid for it, and it's actually a pretty decent wine. I like it. I like it a lot. I would say it's probably a $20 bottle of wine. It's very good. And as it's been opening up, I'm getting more cherry in this wine, although there's a little hint of strawberry and I'm getting more cherry. It's still kind of oaky, but I'm tasting maybe a little chocolate in this. Here we go. Maybe just a hint of chocolate. It's oaky, but it's good. Not a lot of tannin. It's a very, very smooth wine. And as it's opened up more, it's become even smoother. Went really well with everything. I liked it with the burger. The burger, it really made the smoky burger a lot smokier. It. By the way, there's not a lot of tannin. There's not a lot of tannin in this wine. It's okay. It went really well with the spaghetti. The spaghetti was, and I think half of that is because Chi makes a really good spaghetti, by the way. But I think part of it was just it just goes well with spaghetti, and I liked it. Spaghetti meat sauce, cheese. It went well. It went pretty good with the cheddar. Made it seem a little sharper. It went well, of course, as always, with the Trader Joe's Double Cream Gouda. Kept it creamy. And it also went well with the unexpected cheddar with Parm, which was not totally unexpected, in my personal opinion. It was actually pretty good. I liked it. So all in all, I would say that I do recommend the wine. I'd say it's pretty good. It's called Fable. It's Pinot Noir. I do recommend it. It's not bad. I picked mine up in Blowing Rock, North Carolina, at Sunset and Vine. I want to thank Susie and Bennett there for the opportunity to purchase this wine from them. But they're good people, and it's a great place to hang out and go get wine. As a matter of fact, when I went there, there were a lot of people hanging out drinking wine out right there on the front porch. They have a little porch area. I should have taken a picture. I didn't. But Sunset and Vine. And they say that their, I think their tagline is wine with altitude. Instead of wine with attitude, it's wine with altitude because they're up in the mountains. But good stuff. Good stuff. And good people. All right, I think that's pretty much it for tonight. I want to thank everybody here for being with me tonight. Any final thoughts from anyone here? Algary says Pinot Noir is a safe choice. It is. It really is. Pinot Noir is generally a safe choice for a lot of foods. In fact, if you're going to throw a dinner party or you're going to get a little get-together, it's if you're buying Pinots for the guests, you know, to have around, whatever the finger foods are, the hors d'oeuvres or whatever it is. Pinots are a pretty safe bet for that. They go pretty well with a lot of different foods. Pinot Noir. Now, there are some Pinots that I didn't really care for as much, but this one is a very easy to drink wine. But Pinots in general are pretty easy to drink, and they go well with a lot of different foods. So that's a good choice. That's a good choice for any kind of like a little dinner party or something like that. Something impromptu. Let's see, Facebook one more time. Anything else going on Facebook? Last chance. And my lovely wife, Chi, is still there. Anything going on YouTube? No, not on YouTube. And I have no idea how to deal with Twitter at this point. But I want to say Twitch, a lot of good stuff here, and a lot of good comments, and I really appreciate everybody being here with me tonight. I want to thank my lovely wife, Chi, for sticking with me on Facebook, and I want to thank everyone who joined me on Twitch tonight as well. Everyone who was watching me on YouTube and didn't speak up, that's fine. You know, that's good, as long as you're watching. Tom Antio, thank you for being here. I hope you're doing well, continue to do well at school. Macaroon Granola, thank you for joining me tonight. And that Square Guy, as always, thank you for being here. Thank you for being here. It's always a pleasure. And I'm probably going to be joining. I don't have a way to raid the channel at the moment. I got a raid channel thing here, but I don't know if you're on now, but I'd love to raid your channel sometime, send a bunch of people over there. That'd be kind of cool. But in any case, I might join you over there in just a little bit. If you're going to be streaming tonight, I'll hang out with you for a while. And Tom Antio, once again, thank you. As I mentioned before, Algary, thank you for being here in the chat. And Beast on Gaming, thank you as always for being here. I do appreciate each and every one of you. I really do. Next week, we're gonna step it up a little bit. I'm working on, I've got another 8mm film I'm trying to get ready to show you. One of my films that I made when I was younger, and it should be fun. I'm trying to get that worked up so I can show it to you next week. You should enjoy that. And a lot of other stuff. Maybe we'll do a giveaway too. Maybe some dad jokes and maybe giveaway. I still have a dad joke book to give away. So anyway, I want to thank you for being here this week. I want to remind you, please do not drink and drive. Drink in the comfort of your home, your apartment, your hotel room, wherever you are. Just stay put. Call an Uber, call a Lyft, call a cab or whatever. Just don't drink and drive, please. That's the bottom line. Don't do that. Not good. Don't text and drive. When I was coming back from Boone, I saw some people texting and looking at their cell phones while they were supposed to be driving, and it was not a good thing. It was definitely not a good thing. One person was holding up a line because he was at a stoplight, checking his cell phone and stuff at the stoplight. I know it's a common thing, but it's really not a good idea to do that anyway. He's sitting there doing that, and everybody's running, you know, like driving off, and then he's still sitting there holding up the rest of the cars because he's still messing with his cell phone. Saw people texting, you know, doing some texting and stuff. And one person, she was messing with her cell phone, and then she started off, and she had both her hands on her cell phone and neither hand on the wheel. And she starts off down the road like this, you know, just, maybe I should take that wheel. And not a good thing to do. Not safe at all. If you're not thinking about yourself, think about the other people around you, you know. I mean, you don't want to kill yourself, but definitely don't want to hurt somebody else around you. Please, think about the other people around you. Anyway, enough of that rant. Look, the reason I say this is because I care about you. I want you to have a great week. But most of all, I want you to have a safe week. So you can all join me here again next week on the Saturday Night Wine Stream, and we can all get together and drink with Rick. Good night.